And we're live, auto press. No more counting the episodes because Joe Rogan doesn't do it.
Joe Rogan doesn't?
No. That's a good point. So we're not counting them anymore.
Auto press tried to have a good week with matchups. I don't know if you were...
You got a little frisky on...
Got a little aggressive Saturday morning. I was all excited.
But overall, you were 3-2.
With all dogs.
All dogs. That's a easy winning. Mm-hmm. Easy winning weekend.
Got into the NASCAR race too, though. Had a loss there.
Wasn't real sure what happened there when I saw NASCAR showed up.
Did you watch any of it?
No. I saw the highlights everybody else did.
So last Sunday, did I tell you I went there?
Yeah, you FaceTimed me from the infield.
That's right. Well, I did that to a few people. But I have a proposal for the PGA Tour to go along with the NASCAR fan experience. Have you ever been to a NASCAR race?
I've been to one.
How old were you?
I was in college.
Okay, you in Talladega?
Yeah.
So you can bring your own soft-sided cooler in. Mm-hmm. Like, I just sat there and just had my own supplies. I never had to leave.
So you bought them at a gas station?
Yeah, and you just
carried them in?
Mm-hmm.
So you're suggesting that for PGA Tour events?
It would be amazing to just go sit down at a spot and have a cooler and a blanket and just have a little picnic at a PGA Tour event, you know?
Why don't you try that at the Players Championship when you go?
I'm not going to be able to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But maybe my next tour event, I'll try. We'll see.
Well, speaking of the tour events, I mean, we had boots on the ground out there.
Boots on the ground.
Riviera, or as the guys call it, Riv.
The Riv.
Yeah.
A day early, though, because he was paired with Tiger Sunday.
Well, he wouldn't have been able to see.
But my brother Ben was out in California for a wedding that he actually didn't even go to. So his girlfriend, I think, was in the wedding, but she didn't get a plus one.
You said nobody did.
Nobody did. There were like 16 people that went to the wedding.
That's got to be a etiquette foul somewhere.
Yeah, Ben was fine. He ended up getting to go to the Riv and followed Brendan, I think, for most of the day.
I think he did because Brendan was paired with Pat Perez that day, and you told me to ask him if he could hear Benton yelling. And Brendan said, oh, yeah, I heard Benton all day. Appreciated someone cheering for me with all the Patty P love.
Pat Perez. My brother actually walked around with Pat Perez's wife for a while.
Which, go check her out on Instagram.
Yeah. He introduced her to Bud Light Seltzer.
Really?
She had no idea what it was. And he was in line getting a drink, and she was in front of him. He was like, you should get the seltzer. And she didn't know what was going on. But she got one.
I think her name on Instagram's the real Ashley Perez or something. My sister was telling me about it this weekend. I mean, their house, her and Pat Perez's new house, looks crazy. I mean, Pat Perez has this room that we're sitting in now. I mean, I couldn't even tell you. He has a wall that is nothing but Michael Jordan shoes.
Nice.
I mean, it's probably 200 pairs of Michael Jordan shoes.
Yeah, they seem wide open. I've been following her for a while. Do you know their story at all of how we met her?
A stripper?
No, she wasn't a stripper, but they were with a group of friends in Vegas, and he said something along the lines of he wanted to suck the chef off because of how good the meal was.
Yeah.
And that really got her like, wow, this guy's wide open. And he just started flying her to tour events, and now they're married.
So she was part of the group at the table?
He was just in this group of people. Yeah, and she was friends with one of his friends. Like, he had no intention of it going anywhere. And she started laughing at it, and he's like, yeah, that's kind of funny. She was still living there. He was in Arizona, maybe.
Wow.
He just flew her down like a week later.
That's impressive.
Look it up if you haven't heard it before. He's wide open talking about it.
I've heard him talking about Pat Perez still on the – I think he's on PGA Tour occasionally, and he's pretty he seems pretty friendly. Just has a good time.
Yeah, but, and he waves to everybody that yells at him.
But Brendan said it was almost like playing with Phil Mickelson.
With Pat Perez.
Yeah, he said people say the most ridiculous stuff to the guy. And he said, that was his text, was almost like Phil.
Yeah.
Like just grown men yelling stuff at him. So he may have had more fun with Pat Perez than he did Tiger.
I wonder. Did he? Have you talked to him since Tiger?
I hadn't talked to him. I texted with him and said, how was he? And he said just, you know, he was spraying it, couldn't hold a putt. He was open to talking a little bit, but a lot like playing with any top 20 player you really don't know.
They just don't say anything.
And then he said that this is Tiger, said that the event had him doing lots of extra stuff, which probably hurt his play, which I think he's probably just worn down by the end of the week.
Right.
I mean, he was hosting, or Tiger was hosting, which I don't know what that means other than you have to go to a bunch of stuff.
He has to go to stuff anyway, doesn't he? He's got to play the Pro-Am.
Maybe
he always does press conferences.
Maybe at night he has to go to stuff. I don't know what all's involved in that.
Call the ambulance for Tiger.
That's just, oh no.
Yeah. Whoops, gotta go to another function with a free steak dinner.
Yeah. Well, he probably just doesn't want to go.
Brendan put up a thing on Instagram asking for questions that he should ask Tiger.
Yeah.
I sent him a few, but he never responded.
Were they the ones that were on our Twitter?
A couple of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I asked him if he'd ask Tiger if he wants to come on the podcast.
What'd he say?
I never responded. He never posted any of the results that I saw.
He never did any of that. I was expecting something fun there. Is he running his own Instagram?
Yeah. As far as I know.
I'm curious.
Why do you think all these guys on PGA Tour don't do anything themselves?
There's no way that Tiger Woods runs his Twitter.
No, Tiger's not.
And Brendan quit his Twitter.
But now he's on Instagram.
His agent probably got him on there to grow the brand. And now he's got hat deals.
Everything. Yeah. New hat?
That hat deal post that he put up there was very well scripted.
I mean, I'm sure they probably, some of the stuff, they're like, hey, put this on Instagram.
And we saw Tiger not driving. I sent you that video.
Yes, which you had Rock Todd all confused. He texted me and said, what's wrong with Tiger's door? And I said, I don't know. I'm not watching.
Is that Martin Todd AOL?
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, I don't know. I'm not watching. He said, will you put something up on Twitter about it? And I was like, oh, that was JP. But then I went back and watched. And you put that up there because Tiger actually got out of the passenger door.
But that's actually against my theory. I thought that he rode to the course and then switched to drive in.
Yeah, so this time
kind of backwards. He just stayed in the passenger seat the whole time.
Yeah, this time he wasn't even trying to hide it.
Yeah. That security guard, did you see the security guard he's got with him?
Mm-mm.
I'm
big dude?
I got to look it up. He looks oddly familiar, like he was the same security guard that Lexi Thompson had at the LPGA back in 2014.
What? Where was the LPGA?
It was at Monroe.
Okay.
And I was heckling Lexi Thompson, and the security guard tried coming at me.
And oh.
He's a scary guy. And I'm pretty sure it's the same one that was walking with Tiger in that video on the Instagram.
I got it now.
He's not playing the WGC.
Tiger?
Yeah.
No. A lot of those top guys aren't.
No momentum.
Well, so Tiger's upcoming schedule. He'll play Bay Hill. He'll do the players. Will he do the match play?
I don't know.
That'd get him three more starts before the Masters.
No Honda?
No, because it goes Honda, Bay Hill, players. So I know he won't play three in a row.
Right.
So I think he'll do Bay Hill, players, probably the match play. Because it's not the week before the Masters.
You'd think so.
So that gave him three more starts.
Okay.
But still, he was talking like he really wanted to make the Olympic team. And, I mean, if you really want to make the Olympic team, you can go get a bunch of free points.
How does the Olympics work? Can you only have four players from a country?
Yeah. I mean, that's tough. It's going to be tough for but it's a points list.
I wonder if you're one of those. It's not
a world ranking.
There could be some. A guy in front of him, let's say he's fifth on the list. Does one of those guys withdraw?
No.
No? they're not making any money off of it.
So it's the prestige.
They all withdrew last time.
That was because of the Zika virus.
Well, now there's swine flu and coronavirus and all that other stuff. They're going to Japan, basically China.
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
May get the coronavirus maybe in Japan by the time.
It's in like 4 months.
4 months?
When's the Summer Olympics? August? No, more than that.
Yeah.
6 months?
Six months.
Yeah.
5-6 months.
It's coming up.
Ooh. Wow. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, the coronavirus is going to put a big halt on the Summer Olympics. Heard it here first.
Ooh. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
What you got over there? Listen, I'm very unprepared as far as golf goes on the week. I didn't see coverage basically Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, and I caught a little bit of it Sunday.
Well, on Sunday, it was like a U.S. Open broke out. Nobody could do anything. I think your pick, Bryson DeChambeau.
Did we do a last standing pick?
No, I'm talking about your round matchup against John Rahm. Bryson shot 2 under. I think the best round of the day was 3 under.
Hmm.
So it was like they were all just kind of stuck in neutral there for a while. You had Adam Scott. Max Homa had a good round.
What did he shoot?
I don't know what he ended up shooting. He ended up losing by a shot. Or no, 2 shots. Harold Varner was up there, and then he supposedly topped it off number 10 tee, but CBS never showed it.
Topped it.
Topped it. If you go on the shot tracker, he hit it like 125 yards.
Nice.
Off 10 tee.
Did you see Kuchar's shot that one of the days? It went like dead left almost into the crowd.
No.
Like he shanked it off the tee.
Well, Harold Varner hit it 125 yards and had like 175 yards into that green, which it looks like it's trying to hit it onto a table that sloped the wrong way. I think that hole to me, just number 10 at Riviera, just seems gimmicky.
Have you played there?
No.
No.
But, I mean, those guys can't hit the green. Like, I can't think they like that hole.
I listened to the Max Homa podcast today.
Yeah.
With Shane Bacon. They just came out with their own.
Yeah. What'd they say about it?
He was talking about it. He's like, listen, I think it's good for the game. It creates, I can't think of the word he used. It was kind of like tragic. It makes like a tragic situation in golf. And it's one where you've never seen anybody get happier for a ball to go into the trees instead of a bunker. Because you can't get up and down from any of the bunkers. And
well, that front bunker, like the guys couldn't. They could not keep it on the green from the front bunker.
Is it just too firm or is it just a slope?
I think it's a combination of both.
I saw Justin Thomas laid up one of the days. Did anybody else lay up much? That was weird that he laid up.
The last day, well, there's nowhere to hit it. Mm-hmm. The last day, Tiger hit and Brendan both hit irons off the tee. Now, they didn't show Brendan, but I knew that, like, his ball was close to Tiger's. But they showed Tiger, and he just hit over to the left and had, like, 90 yards in. And they both hit it on the green. But some of those guys that were hitting it, the pin was kind of back right. And some of those guys that hit it short right of the bunker, they could not get it on the green. I mean, they just basically chipped it over the green.
So then why not lay back?
I don't know. I mean, they should have.
Yeah.
I don't, unless you're hitting it over that green or over to the left.
So it's not like the reward's not that big for going for it.
No. No, you should.
They're not going to make a 2. They're not hitting it on the green.
I would venture nobody hit it on the green.
Yeah.
In regulation.
Yeah, you wonder if they like that stuff. But it's good to see a short hole with all this distance controversy. My ball doesn't go too far. Tell you that. Don't roll mine back.
Well, I mean, it just shows if you get a golf course that's firm and fast, I mean, 11 under one and I don't know what Adam Scott shot, maybe 1 or 2 under the final day, and pretty much just kind of pulled away at the end.
That's his first win since 2016.
Yeah, but he's 7th in the world now.
Yeah.
I saw his first win was 2001, so, I mean, he's won 19 really? Years apart.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I was watching a PGA Tour Classic earlier, and he had real long, curly hair. It was funny to see him that way.
It's just funny how much it cycles through because he struggled there for a while and then they let him anchor his putter again.
He's not anchoring his putter.
Holy hell, he's anchoring the putter.
No. You can't get away with that with all the TVs unless you're Stuart Hagestad, an elite amateur.
We'll get into that in a minute. But I don't, like, if they're going to have the rule, enforce the rule. Like,
you really think he's anchoring?
I don't know what the exact definition of it is, but it looks to me like his thumb is on his chest when he's putting.
I don't know. I got a friend of mine, Brandon Nunn, who does it non-anchored, and he says it doesn't make a difference anchored or not. It just helps with the weight and the leverage.
So what's the rule, though? It's not supposed to be anchored?
Yeah.
I mean, Bernard Longer?
He doesn't anchor it either.
Scott McCarron?
He might. He might.
I mean, I just don't get it. Like, it's like they got strict on it for a little bit.
I just never understood the rule, because if it was that much of a advantage,
why didn't everybody do it?
Mm-hmm. You use belly putter.
Yeah.
You still do. You don't care
sometimes
about the rules. You brought it to places that you played recently.
Yeah, I didn't use it there. The belly putter for me was always good on when Chattahoochee's greens are slow. It's good because you just hammer it. But if you need, to me, it was always that if you needed any sort of, if you're on fast greens or needed any sort of feel, the belly putter or, you know, those fat grips for me just didn't work.
I've toyed around with the belly putter back in the day.
What'd you think about it?
I liked it. I had one of those big ping docks. Remember that thing?
Yeah.
It was like the size of this table. I mean, it was huge.
I just think for me, I always felt like from 10 feet and in with the belly putter, it was a lot easier.
It was consistent. I never had that much of a problem with the speed.
Yeah. Well,
I liked it.
If you're playing really fast greens, I think it's a little bit of a...
I always liked putting with it.
Yeah.
It was the same setup every time. You knew what the ball was going to do. It was easy. Should have putted better. Now I do the claw on a fat grip.
Putting is so weird.
It's a mess.
Well, I mean, Webb Simpson, you know, he changed. He used to use the belly putter. Now he does the, I don't even know what you call it, the arm thing.
Webb
deal.
Simpson.
Yeah.
Keegan Bradley was doing a reverse arm lock this week. At least on the practice screen at one point. He had it arm locked on his right arm, and the putter shaft was going backwards instead of going
forwards. Does not sound good.
And it was like one of those Odyssey putters where the putter shaft goes into the back of the putter, too. It was an interesting picture. He used to be a putter guy, too.
Yeah, and so him and Webb have completely changed how they putt. And Adam Scott changed it for a little bit, and then he's like, well, they're probably not going to enforce this rule. I'm going to go back to the long putter, and I'm going to win again. Nobody cares.
No.
That's why I don't get it. I just don't get why they even...
Because he's not anchoring.
Why they even put the rule in.
He's anchoring if you zoom in. He's an inch or so away from his chest.
I don't even want to get into the how bad the coverage was, because I feel like it just gets beat to death.
I'm getting tired of it getting beat to death a little bit. It's almost to the point people seem to be rooting against it.
Oh, 100%. Like, if it's always bad, it's just always bad. How do you know if it's ever good?
Yeah. Like, I want to see Davis Love succeed because it improves my viewership.
But he's brutal.
He's bad. But it's a learning curve.
There was one that I saw that Brandon Grace made it from off the green on 10. Mm-hmm. You saw it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, eagle. And then he walks like 15 steps onto the green, and they show the scorecard up there. And actually, when he hit it, they clearly showed it was his third shot. And then like halfway up there, they showed the bigger scorecard. He's like, oh, wait, that's a birdie. That was the entire thing.
What about Mark Immelman? Is he full-time now?
I guess.
Is he not coaching at Columbus State anymore?
I don't know. I guess that's a weekend gig for the PGA Tour.
he's on there like Wednesday through Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like he's on the Golf Channel Wednesday afternoon doing something.
I don't know. Are they your level?
They play against Bryson.
Okay. Well,
he would know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. I mean,
but I'm rooting for all these people to do well with their coverage.
They were all over the place with the shots, but just I was trying to watch it Sunday afternoon, and it's a great course. It's a great. You had Rory up there, DJ, Adam Scott, Kuchar, all these people, and there's just no flow to it.
No,
like they show a shot, and then they do a panoramic, and then they'll do, you know, if it's here's how they stood at 1 o'clock, and then at 2 o'clock. It's like we watched the golf tournament.
I saw something that they showed like the amount of shots shown of players, and they showed like 3 shots of people that weren't playing and 1 shot of Max Homa that was playing.
Yeah, they showed like 1 of Jimmy Fallon's swings, 2 of Ricky Fowler's and who weren't in the event, and then 1 of Max Homa.
That's what it was.
Who was tied for 2nd at the time. It's just there's just no flow to it. It's so corporate. And then did you see the interview with the Genesis CEO?
No. I usually tune off when those are happening. They have to have those, though.
Oh, I get it. But this one, the dude's shirt was a medium.
Oh.
And the buttons, I mean, it was like, and he was a fit guy, but it was way too small. And it was like busting at the buttons. And CBS did like a slow zoom up above like his shirt so you couldn't see his stomach. It was so painful.
What is Genesis? A car company?
Yeah. They want to inspire all these kids to, they're a young company. They don't know what, impossible is yet.
Nice.
We can do an ad for them if you want.
It's funny how some of these companies decide to sponsor this stuff, but then you have these monster companies like Google isn't sponsoring a tour event.
I don't know what they really get out of it.
Me either. Entertain some clients.
And it's a bunch of money.
Has to be. I'm not going to buy Genesis cars just because of that. I'd buy Monster Energy drink because of Tiger, I guess.
Well, it works.
So that works.
But that's Tiger.
I only buy Springer Mountain Chicken because of B. Todd.
Yeah.
And John Wright.
Cisco. You do anything with Cisco computers? I don't even know what they do, really.
Yeah. Internet, network, whatever. No, I don't. It's above my... I don't even have a computer.
No, you're not their ideal candidate. But like I said, I don't want to get too much into the coverage. It was not great. That's just my only real complaint is that it's just so choppy. There's no flow to the golf tournament. It's almost like the golf shots are get in the way of the Konica Minolta swing vision.
No, now it's sponsored by Topgolf.
Whatever it is.
The Top Tracer sponsored by Top Golf.
Whatever it is. I heard Paul Azinger, and he's kind of new to it, and he said he always thought Peter Costas was so good at breaking down the swing. And he said, they're like, well, he said he asked Peter, he's like, well, what do you like look for? And he's like, a lot of times I'll just be like, you know, let's watch his head right here. And then everybody's watching his head, and he doesn't know what it's going to do. But he's like, man, look how still that is. Sir Paul Azinger was like,
is this BSing us?
I mean, kind of. Like, you can't look at a swing like that quick,
especially with the angles that they're getting.
And
those
you
on.
Don't know what you're going to look at. And he said, like, everybody, look, you know, watch his right knee right here. Look at it flex coming back. And he said, just be real enthusiastic about it. And everybody's like, yeah, look at his right knee.
Wow.
It was so funny.
Been conned all these years by Peter Costa. I have a club in my living room that I constantly do stuff with, like mimicking these swings.
Well, and think about it. If you aren't real sure what the swing is going to look like, well, let's watch it. So I'll watch his head right here. And then you can
still.
Look how still
a circle
it.
On it.
I don't know. Look how still. Look at his right knee bend right there.
I can't believe Azinger blew in the secret there.
I just think that's
did they mention Kikuyu grass or is that gone?
Oh yeah. Oh, a million
times.
McCord? Million times.
You know, that's why Adam Scott won. That's all they got in Australia.
It's the year of the Aussie. That's what they said.
Mm.
And Leishman, I think Well, he had some decent rounds.
Cameron Smith won,
but no, they mentioned Kikuyu and how much. I think Dottie Pepper liked to say Kikuyu.
She was brutal.
The coverage was so bad, she was actually okay compared to some other people.
I'll have to rewatch. I got a DVR'd, but I've just had a busy few days.
I mean, overall, you didn't.
I didn't miss
it. It was set up to be really exciting, and then nobody. The golf course was just difficult. Nobody could really make a bunch of birdies.
It really was exciting looking at the leaderboard.
Yeah, but
they just went the wrong way.
Three under is the best
Rory
round.
Rory finished fifth again.
Backdoor top five. He made like a 25-footer on 18 for birdie.
Did he make a big number early?
Yeah, he made a triple on
five,
and they didn't show it on TV.
Nice.
Didn't see a single shot of him. You're like, there went his golf tournament, and we didn't see it.
He's now left the golf course.
Yeah, and he got back to within two a couple times. He couldn't make a putt.
I mean, I don't think that these CPS people care about all the complaints. I think they're just going to keep doing what they do. I wonder if it was always this bad, and there just wasn't a platform to complain about it.
Possibly. I feel like it's just gotten so... If you pay attention to how many times they just show meaningless stuff.
Like, early in the year, they were showing the FedEx Cup standings.
Oh, they have to do every
commercial break. We've played two events. This isn't going to be what it's like.
But, I mean, they just show flowers. Like I said, they show a time-lapse thing of the scoring.
I'm tired of Amanda Baleonis being on there, too, by the way. Her and her happy self. She got herself a Valentine now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No good.
So she's out.
No good for Team JP.
She's out.
Yeah. Got to move on.
I mean, she's not going anywhere.
No.
I think she's staying with CBS for a while. They like her.
I think so. I think she does a good job.
When did she... She interviewed Tiger on Thursday?
Yes.
I think. Or maybe it was a couple weeks ago she interviewed Tiger. She does it a bunch.
What? So a couple weeks ago, I don't think we ever got into it because we had Harry Higgs, but you got on... You did not like Bill Murray's interaction with her at the Pebble Beach.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? I couldn't figure out really what happened.
He was like walking off a green and he had some sort of dog, not a head cover, but it was like a long dog thing. It was weird. And he was whacking people with it. And then he like threw it at her and he's like, why don't you just go adopt this thing? And she's sitting on the ground, like doing notes and getting ready. And she's like, some of us are actually working out here. And he's like, oh yeah, looks like you're not working. And just walked off. And
he didn't like that.
It was weird.
Nah, his ex. I'm glad we didn't have to talk about it. His ex, just tired.
Oh yeah. See ya.
So tired. But
people love it every year.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of tired acts, and we can kind of segue here, but Tony Romo, you kind of...
I got in a bunch of Twitter trouble today.
Well, what I didn't get is the guys from No Laying Up, which the sight of Tony Romo playing in a Corn Ferry, in a PGA Tour event, whatever, it's a sponsor, they can do what they want. I think we talked about this last year. I don't think people care.
No.
What Tony Romo is going to do. But
he's going to bring people to the event.
Maybe. I mean, how many more people is he going to get to the Corn Ferry event and wherever the Corn Ferry Tour is this week?
I'll bet you at least 500 people show up a day extra.
No.
Yes.
At the Corn Ferry Tour?
Yes.
Where are they playing this week?
Dallas. It's not even this week.
Oh, they're in Dallas.
Well, no, they're...
Oh, he got a sponsor event into Dallas.
Yeah. It's later in the summer, I think.
Okay, well, I'll eat my hat on that one. He'll get more people to come in Dallas.
It's like a mile and a half from the stadium. I think he can see the stadium from the course, maybe, he said.
Okay.
There's going to be people coming out just to get autographs. They're going to be wearing Dallas Cowboys jerseys.
Okay. I'll stand corrected on that.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I didn't think it was the one in Dallas.
Yeah. He can stay in his own bed. He actually might play well.
But the issue you took, which I completely agree with you on, is that the No Laying Up people said that he was an elite am. an elite amateur golfer, and that he, well, they're saying he deserved to get the sponsor invite
because he shot 70 in a PGA Tour
once.
Yeah,
once.
Mm. What I don't understand, like, I get it. For his handicap, he's in the top 0.2% or whatever it might be, right? I mean, you and I are too. It's just where our handicaps are,
right?
But I don't think anybody's going to accuse me of being an elite amateur. Maybe you. You made the quarterfinals of the four ball. Pretty good. But, like, I feel like there's a difference between top 1% and elite amateur. I think I just feel like that was a poor choice of words, and they knew it.
Yeah, so No Laying Up said...
It was clickbait, and I fall right into their trap every time.
Basically, somebody said, Romo's getting all these starts on the PGA Corn Ferry Tour isn't going to stop anytime soon, is it? And No Laying Up's response was, why should it? It brings interest to a tournament. It's a great social experiment. How does an elite am stack up against professionals? He holds his own. It's entertaining. And people were just absolutely going after them about Romo is not an elite am and all that. And you said, which I agree with, Stuart Hagestad is an elite amateur. Justin Tresco, Garrett Rank, Tony Romo is an at-home scratch golfer. Look at the results in the few amateur events he's played. If he didn't WD, he'd finish way back, which is very true. And then, so if you go to his Tony Romo's world,
I don't even know how he got a Wagger ranking.
So he in the last 2 years,
he's got one score posted.
He finished seventh in the Ray Fisher Amateur Championship, and mm-hmm. It says the field strength is an F.
Yeah, that's not good.
Any elite amateur, and I'll even Safeway Open, Byron Nelson, whatever, he miscut. 1,000%. But the Northeast Amateur was an elite event. He WD'd. The Dogwood Invitational, he WD'd. The Texas State Open, he missed
the cut. It doesn't even have the Western Am on there. I think he...
Wisconsin State Open, he missed the cut.
I'm pretty sure he played in the Western Am in the past 2 years. He played with Justin Tresco, who I tagged in that post.
Yeah, I'm not real sure why it's not showing up here, but he probably didn't finish. You can't call somebody an elite amateur when they WD. No.
And I tried. I probably made a bad take on it, but like I was saying, just because some guy's good at home doesn't make him an elite amateur. And I did. I saw some kid dunk the other day in a pickup basketball game. Is he an elite basketball player now because he can dunk and the other 99% of the world can't? Is he an elite basketball player?
No.
And then they went all at me about that. Who didn't do it against an NBA player? Tony Romo didn't dunk on a PGA Tour player. He shot 70 on an easy golf course.
Yeah, you can't take one round and say, well, he's an elite amateur.
No.
He's not an elite amateur.
No. And I got no problem with him playing in these things. I really don't.
Like you said, he's a scratch golfer.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be an A player in our Tuesday night game.
Yes. Yes.
But that's different with your game traveling around the country. There's a whole tour for elite amateurs. Like, you're talking about the Northeast and the Dogwood and the Monroe.
The Monroe.
The Sunny Hannah.
We don't mention the Sunny Hannah.
Sorry. We'll scratch that. The USAM. If he's that great, go play in the USAM. Yeah,
go play in the Players AM.
Players AM. There are a million tournaments.
And they'll all let him in.
Yeah. The Western AM.
They let him in. He played in it.
Yeah.
I know it. And it might have been 2 or 3 years ago, I guess. He was paired with Tereshko.
But then, you're right, they kind of got defensive, and they were like, well, you're nitpicking the word elite? I'm like, yes. You said he's an elite AM.
Yes, I am. There's a big difference.
Yeah. It's like Joe Flacco. He's not elite. Just throw you off there.
Yeah, I like Joe Flacco.
But anyway, that was just a Twitter joke.
He's got a ring.
That was just a Twitter joke that's always going around. Is Joe Flacco elite?
I guess I've missed it. Yeah. I don't know how why do they respond to me?
I don't know. They don't like you.
No. What did I get into it with them a couple weeks ago about? There was something.
Oh, because they were trying to jump on the Brendan Todd train, and you were like, we've been here all along.
Yeah.
And they respond. I mean, why even they'd respond to that?
They were like, this looks like fun.
Look like a cool room.
Speaking of trolling, did you see Barstool Sports this weekend?
No.
I may have. Uh-huh. They were just trolling the internet, and it was kind of funny. So they were saying stuff, just just like making them look like non-golfers, which they're not, but they were like,
you mean which they are non-golfers,
right? But they were like, wow, can you believe Dustin Johnson just reached that 475 yard green in two? How many shots would it take you? And then they'd say stuff like, Bryson just took three shooted that one. Just like all these golf terms that don't work.
Did they say they went golfing?
Yeah, they did.
Well, that would fit right in to not be a good term.
They were having a full week of it, and people were biting. I almost did once. And I was like, nope. This is a trap.
Whenever you think you may be getting trolled, then you probably just need to put it down.
I usually am. I'm an easy target.
Well,
but it was kind of funny.
Well, we got a couple more events this week.
Mm-hmm.
Two events. Mexico, WGC Mexico, which Iran B-Tot has graduated. I mean, last year we were all fired up for the Puerto Rico.
Were we grinding on him getting into it?
I don't know. I looked up. He finished 25th last year.
Nice.
Puerto Rico. Tied Dom.
Dang.
Tied Dom for 25th last week.
Dom's still hanging out in Puerto Rico.
The Mexico, though, still doesn't intrigue me that much. You got 72 guys in a no-cut event in altitude. You do have four of the top five guys playing. You got a good field, but 72 guys with no-cut, free FedEx Cup points, free world ranking points, free money.
Free money. But you got to go to Mexico.
But you got to go to Mexico City.
It might not be coming back, boys.
Well, let's hope they all make it. They all make it home safely.
I saw one of a caddy a couple years ago got like shook down by the cab driver.
I mean, you don't leave from
Snake.
What
Snake says you can leave the resorts.
That's very true. I think it's obviously in a very nice area, but it's at altitude. Dustin Johnson's won two of the last three. He's kind of dominated, last year. So,
Can we both pick him?
No, but you can pick first. Go ahead and do your one and done.
Is that who you were gonna pick?
No, probably not.
Dang, I'm not picking mine yet.
But why not?
Because I might throw a curveball at this one.
How about Brendan's pairing with Marcus Kinholt and Pablo Larrazabal? I'm not going to ask you how to pronounce it, but
Pablo Larrazabal.
Larrazabal.
I don't know who Marcus Kinholt is, but I've heard of Pablo Larrazabal.
Well, but Dustin Johnson getting the prime pairing with Abe Anser.
Who is Marcus?
He's a Swedish guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
95th in the world. Hasn't played a PGA Tour event. He's played two PGA Tour events.
I don't know but I think he's top 50 in the world.
95.
Oh, you just said 95.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get how they get these fields.
I don't know. Sungjae Im playing again.
What a surprise.
Alan Schutze sent me a article today that they interviewed Sungjae Im about his living situation, and he is just week to week, hotel to hotel.
He said that?
Yeah.
Why doesn't the man do something?
He doesn't want to.
He just doesn't care. He's just going to play every week.
So I'm wondering, how much does he spend in a hotel every year? So they said something about him after the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, what he did. And he said, I spent 2 weeks or 2 days practicing in Palm Springs, then came to L.A. a few days early. It's hotel to hotel, and I have to find a golf course that will host me for the week. Did you have any desire to buy a place in the U.S.? I prefer hotel to hotel. Why? After the season, I go back home. So when I go back home, I'll stay for a couple months. I just prefer to be in hotels here when I'm working. Then I get comfortable at home during the season or after the season.
So where is home?
Korea.
In Korea? So he just goes back. But there's like, he has no off season.
I don't think he goes home. I think he just stays here.
He just said that?
Yeah.
All right, well, go ahead.
He played 37 events last year.
That's most of them.
Yeah. It's hard to do. as a rookie.
Yeah, 37 out of 52 weeks out of the year. That's a lot.
Yeah, there's not an event. There's got to be.
No, there are like 40-something events.
Is there that many?
But some of them are, you know, the same time.
Right.
He may have played. I'm sure he played every event he was able to play.
He's already played 11 this year. Why not?
Well, who's your WGC Mexico pick? I'm going with P. Reed.
Wow. I'm going to take Dustin Johnson.
Okay. You need a few wins.
Yep.
I had to update the standings.
Have you not?
No, neither one of us did anything in Pebble. How Brandon Grace and Brant Snedeker.
How are you doing in dance pool, the Ponzi pool?
The middle of the pack.
How are you feeling about some of those names up there?
Bunch of fake names. I had to go through and look at the fake names.
Just check them out on LinkedIn. Everybody's got a profile.
That's what I'll do. I'm going to ask them to connect. See if any of them do. Oh, man. Well, y'all will run all the LinkedIn profiles anyway.
We'll just respond. It might take a day or two.
No, I saw somebody last week got like 70 out of 100 points. They had like so many people.
Dang. I should have done really well. I gotta look back into that because I've got Adam Scott and Rory.
That's good. I think Rory was the only guy in the top 10. Need some of those people in the later, the Payne Stewart flight. They get double points.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need Victor Hovland to do something.
I don't think there's points for Puerto Rico.
I probably aren't. I need Matthew Wolf. Matthew Wolf's kind of scaring me a little bit. He's struggling.
He doesn't love it.
Scotty Scheffler, but I think a lot of people have him.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Morikawa, I thought he was doing something last week, and he just fell apart on me. He five-putted. Oh, speaking of that, did you see Ryan Palmer? You probably didn't see this
in the bunker
on Saturday.
Couldn't get out of the bunker.
Took him five to get out. It was like a nightmare. Did you see the video of it?
No.
They had a video of it. He hit the first one, and it basically went like in the lip. Like it stuck in the lip, and he couldn't, like, he couldn't even get a stance hardly. It was so steep, but the ball was stuck. And he basically hit it backwards, and it rolled back into his footprint.
Nice.
Then he hit it up there again, and it rolled. I mean, it was just like
Can you rake in between now?
No.
In between shots? And
you can't rake your footprint.
Why not? I think you can in between shots.
No, his ball rolled back in. You're saying somebody should have gone in there and raked before he hit it from the lip when it rolled back.
He needs a new caddy.
Well, I don't know if that's a rule or not, but anyway. Oh, there's some carnage out there. So that's kind of the WGC. What do you think about?
Is Harry Higgs playing in Puerto Rico?
I don't think so. But
how come none of our people ever retweet? He's got a whole thing on Instagram dedicated to podcasts he's been in. Did you see it?
No.
On his highlights, he's got it goes back to 49 weeks. He's got one with, I don't know what that is. All Two Performance.
Maybe he's just biding his time on it.
I guess there's only two on his thing there.
All of them has two.
Made that seem like a big deal.
We've got a lot of people have told me how funny they thought he was and They're gonna root for him, and he seemed like a lot of fun. Which I said he was very, very easy to talk to. So if you haven't checked that out, go listen to Harry Higgs.
For sure.
JP was channeling his Harry Higgs, unbuttoning his shirt.
When was that?
What was that picture you were showing?
Oh, on the Snapchat.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's from a while ago.
That was before the interview.
But still,
I've been doing it. Just because it was my Springer Bounton shirt too.
His quote was, "Go until you're unbutton it until you're uncomfortable, and then go one more," which I thought was pretty good. So, what do you think about Puerto Rico? By the way, okay, so I know we talked about Jay McLuhan being in. Nobody knows how. So Martin Trainer,
he pays for him, I think.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we think. Martin Trainer, who won this event last year, until last week, had not made a cut. He made the cut in the Genesis, but if you look up his stats, it was bad.
That's not good.
I also saw an interesting stat. The Puerto Rico, it's been around 11 years. There's only been one guy that's won the Puerto Rico and won another event, and it was Michael Bradley. That's won this Puerto Rico and has won another event.
That's wrong.
Where?
Scott Brown.
He won a team event.
Hey, it's an official PGA Tour win.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be like Dottie Pepper. So if you actually won a full field event, remember when she just roasted him?
He was like, I won Puerto Rico.
She's like, no, but a full field event. And he was like, yes, Puerto Rico.
Yeah. He's going to win again, right? He's won it twice, hasn't he?
Maybe.
He's had like three top 15s.
But do you know who is a past winner of Puerto Rico that's never won anything else? Tony Finau.
Mm.
So, I don't know that you really want to win this event.
I think I'd want to win at a PGA Tour event. Yeah. It doesn't get you in the Masters, though. But it gets you into the...
Get you in the Players. The
Tournament Champions.
Yeah.
2 years on tour.
Yeah. I will definitely be keeping up with this one. You got a lot of interesting names in there. Bryson Nimmer played Clemson's in.
Okay, good.
I'm not sure. No idea how some of these people get in, but then you've got Victor Hovland's playing.
Bryson Nimmer won the Puerto Rico college event last year.
Maybe that's how he got in.
But I feel like it's always a week before, and then they just stay there. Like, it just happened today.
Bo Van Pelt's in.
Well, we know how he's in.
Chris
Couch.
Like, Alex Noren is playing the Puerto Rico Open.
He's grinding in the PGA Tour, man. I think he's made 6 out of 7 cuts this year.
He's been playing well.
He's clawing his way back.
Alex Chayka. How does he keep getting in events?
How about Chris Couch?
Chris Couch? No idea. Did he win a tour event?
He's won a tour event.
Omar Uresti?
Chris Couch has won like 39 professional golf tournaments in the past 18 months.
We're on the Moonlight Tour?
Yeah, did you see that?
So Chris Couch has won one time. He's made $4.2 million in his career. So
chips cross-handed.
Yep. Anyway, who's your pick for the...
Scott Brown for the Puerto Rico.
Davis Thompson's in.
Really?
Davis Thompson's an amateur.
He didn't win this week in Puerto Rico.
Nope.
He was way back.
So you pick Scott Brown?
Scott Brown.
I'm going to go with Mav McNeely.
Mm.
Maverick McNeely.
Dom's in the field.
Dom's in the field.
Duval's on the alternate list.
No. Duval's falling all the way to alternate list.
If you're
on
the alternate list, does that mean that you've like committed to playing if your number pops up?
No. That's just where you are in the order.
They just have an alternate list regardless?
Yeah. I mean, he's like they're if they call him today and he doesn't want to go or isn't on site.
Just move on.
Just move on to the next guy. Somebody will go.
I love the alternate lists in these events. They're incredible.
The field list in these are pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. Chris Couch, I'm looking forward to him playing.
What do you think Chris Couch is going to do? You going to try to find him in a matchup?
I definitely will. Yeah.
I would put pretty good odds that he will not be listed in a matchup against anybody.
No, probably not. Maybe by the weekend when he's in contention. How can he not get in contention? He wins every... I mean, he's shooting 63, 64s. He just doesn't get to play much because he doesn't have status.
It's like, I mean, that's like Tony Romo.
Now it's saying Duval's in the Puerto Rico Open. I've got him as my favorites.
Of course you do.
So that must have changed today.
Is Duval going to make a cut this year? Or is he just down there so he can easily access the golf channel at the Puerto Rico Open?
If you had asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said... he would make a cut.
But now, no?
Now I'm just concerned that he might not be trying or not anymore.
Focusing on his TV career?
Brotherhood of the Slump. Brendan Todd making front page of the PGAtour.com right now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
An article?
Yeah.
Nice. Came out today.
Yeah.
To retweet it.
Behold the slump, the drought, the long, dark night of the soul.
Wow. A little morbid.
They're talking about Jordan Spieth being in a slump.
Oh, come on.
He finished top 10 in every major last year.
I mean, not that great, but I know he had at least two top 10s.
Yeah. They give Spieth a hard time.
I mean, it's hard when you make every 20-footer for a year.
I'm seeing if this is correct with Duval being in the field. Sometimes the app shows him differently. Remember that happened with Brendan last year?
Yeah.
I thought he was in the field, but he wasn't because the app is wrong.
Yeah, and then you questioned me.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Robert Allenby.
You got anything else for our...
Yeah, it does not have Duval.
Loyal listeners?
No. I hope that Ryan Newman is okay.
All right, well...
From his wreck.
We'll be back next week. Y'all have a good week.
In the hole.
Yeah.
Wow. Great putt, man. Ooh.